Restaurant Unstoppable, episode 28.
Welcome to RestaurantUnstoppable.com. Listen to successful restaurant professionals as they discuss the tools, tactics, and services they use to better lead, manage, and market their restaurants. Join our community and make your restaurant dreams unstoppable. Here's your host, Eric Cacciatore.
Yo, what's going on, all you unstoppable restaurant professionals? It's your host, Eric Cacciatore, and this is the podcast for personal growth in the restaurant industry. I have a fun show for you today. I have been so busy in the past 2 weeks with finals and getting my new internship started that I haven't really been able to network like I have in the past to get people on the show. But I want to nonetheless deliver that 3 episodes a week. So I thought today would be a great opportunity to go over E-Myth Revisited, which was a book suggested by one of my past guests, Eric Abier of Dinability. And if they're teaching our clients the content that's in this book, then they're definitely a consultancy firm that you would want to keep on your list of people to listen to, because the book is great. And he recommends this book to everyone he works with. So I just had to pick it up and read it. And again, the book is called E-Myth Revisited. And the subtitle of the book is Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. This is no new book. It came out in the 80s, I believe. They did another edition in 1995 and then another edition in early 2000. But it's just such a great book, and the content is totally worth absorbing. So today I'm just going to go over the three concepts, the three big pictures the book is trying to give to you. So the first concept is the E-Myth concept. And basically what that means is most entrepreneurs start off as technicians, and they are in their jobs and they think that they can do their job better than their boss because maybe they're the best technician, whether that technician is a microwave repair guy or a chef. This concept works for any businesses, but obviously we're going to be talking about restaurants. So basically you're a chef and you think you can run a restaurant better than the owner. So you want to go out and start your own restaurant. And because you're so good at being a chef, you think that your restaurant's going to be the best restaurant ever. Then when you open your restaurant, holy crap, there's so much that's involved in owning and running a business that you just end up failing because you can't juggle all the aspects. So that's the E-Myth. So basically what happens is you don't end up owning a restaurant and a restaurant ends up owning you. So in the book, Michael Gerber, the author, says that you need to think of yourself as an entrepreneur, a manager, and a technician. So if you're going to open a restaurant, the entrepreneur is obviously the visionary, the person that comes up with the ideas and the concepts. And the manager is somebody who creates and provides the systems and is constantly striving to kind of increase the efficiency and productivity of those systems. And then the technician is your chef or your baker or your server or your bartender. Those are the people that have the skills of the trade. And as the owner, you need to be all these people, but you need to consciously kind of step out of your body and look at yourself as, you know, being all these people, because you might have to, especially in the beginning, take on all those roles, but you have to kind of juggle them and be all those things at the same time. And he tells us how to do that. So that's kind of the big picture of what the E-Myth is. That's the first concept. The second concept is described as the turnkey revolution, meaning you have to treat your system like something that you can just walk up to, push a button or turn a key, and it runs on its own. And he says the way to do this is by picturing your business like a large number of franchises that you plan to create in the future. And the thing, and you know from past episodes, I'm not a huge fan of corporations and franchises, but we can learn a lot from them and what they do really well and why they're so successful and they're able to operate the way they do is because they have every last process and procedure systematically written out. So no matter who you are, you can do it, and you're going to do it exactly the same every time. And that's what we need to do in our own restaurants. And what this allows us to do is to step out of our restaurants so it can be a self-running operation. And that's extremely important. So we might not be a franchise, but we need to set it up and have the mentality when we're creating our restaurant that it's going to function like a franchise, and that if I wanted to, I could make hundreds and thousands, if I wanted to, of these, this model restaurant that I'm thinking of, because the systems and procedures are going to be exactly the same no matter where you are and who's doing it. So that's really important. Another key important part about the turnkey revolution is that every system and process needs to be written out. This allows for standards of performance, and that's super important. And it kind of reminds me to Danny Myers in Setting the Table. He talks about what the whole concept of setting the table is. So you set the table, and then your job as the owner is to put everything back in place. But if you don't designate places on the table where the salt goes, where your plate goes, where the fork goes, or where the spoon goes, then if you don't clearly spell out where all those things go on the table, then how are you going to put them back in place where they belong? So that's why it's so important that we write every last minute detail out. So no matter who's training, no matter who's doing the process, there's a way that it's supposed to be done that's the right way, and that you can direct that person, whoever is doing it, to go in this, and so you say, hey, this is how you do it. It's right here. And you put that all in the operations manual. So that's super important. You can't be too detailed. And I'll give you another example. I just started my summer internship, and part of my role is to manage a grill in two locations. And when I got down there, I noticed that there's no systems in place. Everybody had their own way of doing things, and it led to a very inconsistent final product, and you can't have that. So what I'm doing in the first 2 weeks I'm there, I'm taking pictures of everything the way they're supposed to look, and I'm writing out steps, how many pieces of meat each sandwich gets, how much mayonnaise goes on the bread, and taking pictures. With a hot dog, I'm writing at what angle you put slices in that hot dog and how many slices you put in that hot dog before it goes on the grill, how many ounces of onions and relish go on that hot dog when it's done. The purpose is that, you know, if you write it down and you make it standard, no matter who's doing it, it's going to come out the same. And then the last concept of this book is the concept he calls a business development process. That's basically not just writing down the systems and the processes, but getting your visions, your primary aim, your strategic objective, your organizational strategy, your management strategy, your people strategy, your marketing strategy, and your system strategies all planned out and put on paper. Because what you need to do is you need to be able to go back and reset and to remember what your purposes are. And in order to do that, you need to get them out in writing so you're constantly reminded why we're all here, what our purpose is, and to put responsibilities to certain people. And one of the key takeaways I took from this section of the book is you have to write down a hierarchy of your restaurant. And you do this when you're writing the concept, when the restaurant doesn't even exist yet. You need to think to yourself, what do I want this restaurant to be in 10 years? And then you have to go through and put down every job title that that restaurant is going to have for all of its employees. And then next to that job title, you put your name next to it. So you start with owner, then you put executive chef, sous chef, general manager, and you put your name next to all those titles. And under that, you put cook, dishwasher, expediter, in the kitchen, all your names right next to it. And then you put in the front of house, bartender, server, busboy, coat check girl, whatever it is, you put your name right next to it. And what you're doing is you're creating the big picture of where you are now and where you want to be. And you're accepting the responsibility and roles of all those people. And this forces you to create order in your restaurant. Because until you start hiring people, you are all those people. And as you start bringing on new people, new employees, you put their names and their responsibilities in each one of those positions. And that's kind of another factor, too. When you're creating all these positions, you have to clearly write out what each role and title is responsible for, so there's no confusion. So when things don't happen or don't go according to plan, there's accountability. Which is very, very important. You have to spell every little detail out about your restaurant. And you know what? It sounds like a pain in the ass. And it is a pain in the ass. I'll tell you right now, I'm doing it. And it's such a pain in the ass. But you know what? It's worth having this pain in the ass for a couple weeks until you spell it all out, because it's going to save you such a headache in the future when you're constantly going through and spelling everything out for people, telling people how it's supposed to be done. If it's written down, it's all there, and you're going to say, you know what? It's in the operations manual. It's right there. Go read it. Go learn it. Commit it to memory. Test them on it. But that's why we do it, so we can make our lives easier. And the biggest thing that you need to take away from this episode is what this does to you. This allows you to work on your restaurant and not in your restaurant. When you can set everything up so that it's the system, this allows you to focus on being the manager and being the entrepreneur and not being the technician all the time who's working in the restaurant. Your job is to work on the restaurant. So this also frees you up. So if everything's systematically in place and everything's running on its own, you can do what you're passionate about. And if you're passionate about cooking, or if you're passionate about being in the front of the house, working with the customers, and creating that amazing experience, you can do that because you know that everything in the back of house is going smoothly because there's a system put in place. Or maybe you want to get out of the restaurant and you need an exit strategy. If you have systems for everything and you don't need to be there, you can go on vacation. You know everything's going to be okay. Or you can work on a new restaurant concept because you know you don't need to be there working at this restaurant. You can be putting your efforts and your talents towards getting the next project started. So you can see why this is so important. And I think that's everything I wanted to regurgitate from the book. So I guess to just recap, the three concepts are E-Myth definition, which is entrepreneurs think that creating a restaurant is going to be easier than working in a restaurant because they'll be able to do it better than their boss, and then they don't realize how much work goes into it. The turnkey revolution, every little minute detail has to be spelled out, and the system needs to be put in place, and it needs to be committed to writing. And then the business development process, all concepts and strategies of your restaurant, and this goes above just the making the sandwiches, but this goes into the specifics of making your sandwich, but this goes into the vision, the organization structure, who's responsible for what, marketing, and all that, the big stuff. And I have all the stuff I'll have in the show notes if you want to check it out. I'll also provide links to other notes that are online that kind of summarize the book, and I'll provide links to Amazon so you can go buy that book if it's, and you know what, it should be mandatory reading because you need to have this mentality before starting your own business. It's just, you'd be cheating yourself by not giving yourself this knowledge. So I hope you found this episode valuable. I'm so happy that Eric Hebert shared this book with me because it just opened my eyes to what it takes to run and manage a restaurant. So don't forget, guys, we need to work on our restaurants, not in them, so we can have freedom to enjoy what it is that brought us to this industry in the first place. If this book has piqued your interest and you do want to purchase it, please use the links in the show notes at restaurantunstoppable.com because I will get a percentage of that sale through Amazon, and it's at no extra cost to you. If you're going to buy it, just please help support me. I need to buy my books for next semester, so please. So let me ask you this question. What systems and procedures are you using right now, and what resources do you use to put these systems in place? Let's share some knowledge, let's collaborate, and let's help each other out. Use the post on Restaurant Unstoppable, episode 28, to leave these thoughts and these resources that you're using, and let's get some conversation going. So that's the question. What suggestions do you have, and where are you finding these resources to help you with these processes? All right, that's all I have. Hopefully I'll see you guys at the NRA show this weekend in Chicago. I can't wait for it. Until next time, peace out.